The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. I love shrubs that provide multiple seasons of interest, and one of the best is a native that often gets overlooked. It's the viburnum. There are more than 150 species of viburnums, and many of the deciduous types grow right here. Viburnums range in size from a compact 3-foot-tall shrub to a small tree. Most shrubs grow in the 6 to 12-foot range, making them great as hedges, foundation plants, and specimens in the yard. Many have fragrant white or pink flowers in spring, colorful fall foliage, and attractive berries in autumn. The best part about viburnum is it's a winter-hardy, adaptable shrub that grows in full or part sun. While the most popular types include the American and European cranberry bushes with their bright red berries in fall, and the Korean spice and Judd viburnums with their intensely fragrant spring flowers, I like some of the more common types. The black haw viburnum has black fruits that birds love and reddish-purple fall foliage that's disease-resistant. The nannyberry viburnum can grow into a small 20-foot-tall tree and is adapted to wet soils. The wild raisin viburnum also grows well in wet soils, has blueberries in fall, but only grows 5 feet tall. The biggest problem on viburnums is the viburnum leaf beetle. This relatively new pest has made a mess of some of the viburnums this spring. It attacks certain types favoring the American and European viburnums and the arrowwood viburnum. The larvae defoliates the shrub, leaving just leaf skeletons. Although a healthy shrub will leaf out again, it can weaken the plant. The best control is to grow resistant viburnums, such as the Korean spice bush, or prune off egg-infested leaf tips in late winter to stop them from hatching. And now for this week's tip, keep planting those bush beans. Succession plant short rows of beans every few weeks until mid-July to get a consistent crop of beans until frost. Next week on Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about morning glories. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.